Initiating Commander's Log Broadcast. Link up complete. Upload successful.
Hi everyone, my name is John Harper, author of the official Elite Dangerous novel And Hear the Wheel, and welcome to podcast episode 12 of the Commander's Log, the final for the year 2013. So looking back on the year and what's been accomplished and what's still to come. So yeah, 2013's drawing to a close and it's been a pretty long year for me. The year basically started with Elite. And it's finishing with Elite, and Elite's been the focus throughout most of it. So for me, 2013 was the year of making Elite happen, of bringing it to life. 2014 will be the year of the marketing and the publishing of Elite and Hear the Wheel. It'll be the year of people reading the novel, listening to the novel, and enjoying it, and telling all their friends about it, and making it a global phenomenon. This is what has driven me this year, to get to that point. The goal, the focus, the inspiration. This year I read a book by Simon Sinek, a book called Start With Why. Bloody motivational book. It rings so true to me, it just feels so right. Start With Why. Why am I doing this? Why have I put in such long hours consistently throughout this year? Why? Because I love Elite. I love it so bad, it has actually physically hurt me at various times this year. The dream of writing the official fiction is coming real. I'm living that dream. That is why I'm doing this. I've been thinking about luck lately. I think luck is a combination of, first, having put in the hard slog and developed the skills and knowledge, and then being in the right place at the right time to benefit from that. I was lucky, no two ways about it. That's half me, that's half universe. I'd put in the training, I'd put in the time, I'd been writing. Then Elite Dangerous came along. Happened to happen at the right time for me. So I was lucky. Which brings me to the end of the year. Christmas. It's a time to be thankful. And I'm thankful for a lot of things. It's been a hard year. I've moved house. I've moved jobs. Kept the same family, but that's okay. The kids are growing up. And they're real special people. Natalie is just like me. She loves to learn. She's always asking questions, always wanting the extra bit of detail. Just the other day, Will lost his blonde surfer locks to the hairdresser, which broke my heart. He's an absolute joy. He loves playing with electrical sockets and plugs. And he can get his hands on, plugging appliances in. He's a spark in the making, and that's cool. I'm doing okay. I'm not trying to boast here. I'm just reflecting on a year it's been hard work and it's also been bloody rewarding. Slog my guts out and now I'm going to take a break. I have 3 weeks off work and I'm going to be doing baby stuff, Barbie doll stuff, Bob the Builder stuff, Spider-Man stuff and Disney Princess stuff. How has your year been? I know many of you would have had tough ones as well. Just by the process of living. Not existing, but living, always makes it a tough one, always. But I hope that you had many things to be thankful about in there too. Big things, little things, whatever, hang on to them, cherish them, use them to re-energise yourself, and then put that safety helmet back on. Because 2014 is coming at you, and boy, she looks pissed. I have to make another call out to the Kickstarter, that fantastic book my publisher is running at the moment. They want to audiophy my novel and the other three Elite novels that they're doing. Well, one's an anthology. Audio fiction has its lovers and its haters. I think it's a worthwhile addition to fiction, and it can be enjoyed by more people, not just the main group, the 19 to 40 year old white males. It can be enjoyed by everyone. Those with reading difficulties, those that have visual difficulties, and it can be enjoyed by people in more places, while you're driving, while you're on the train. It can be enjoyed while you're doing other things, doing the dishes, doing the gardening, mowing your mortgage. And this isn't going to be some half-assed, out-the-back recording. This is the real deal. Professional sound engineers, professional actors, sound effects direct from Frontier Developments. This is it. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to revolutionise time fiction for anything, anywhere from now on. And don't you want to be a part of that? I sure do. Even though it's my novel being done, I've still put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to get hard copies of all the novels, signed by all the authors. And yeah, 1/4 of that's going to be easy, but the other 3/4 on the other side of the planet, and I'm going to pay for that. I think it's a worthwhile thing to promote. Not just for myself, not just for the other elite authors, but to bring audio alive. Now, if you've been to my site, you would have seen the Gary Standard, a pirate flag used by my protagonist, Robert Gary. Do you want that flag? Because it's in the collector's edition box. It's freaking wicked. I want one, and I want you to have one too. So do it. Sign up. Join the revolution. Now it's 11:15 at night. I'm starting this recording. About half an hour ago, finished my latest edit on the novel. I'm calling it the Gamma Edit for simplicity. The Word documents have different names, but for now we'll call it the Gamma Edit. The publisher had made their review of the beta edit. They gave their comment. I've gone through all of that, checked things off, cut, tightened, made changes, rearranged words, tightened, focused the point of views. All these little things that is going to make it so much better. I've lost around 6,000 words, and it's made it a good size. You know, I always thought that, you know, one above 110 is, you know, just pushing it really. And I got up to 132k at one point, which is pretty crazy. But now I'm back down below 120, which makes it a pretty solid novel. Not a short one, not getting too big. Pretty damn right. There's no fat there anymore. The sentences are bloody tight. There's no scenes there that don't need to be there. Everything's good. So the novel's been sent to the publisher for a final review. It's been sent to Frontier Developments for their review. Some details are still missing, but obviously I'm still waiting on Frontier for that. They need to see the novel. When I have those details, they'll see it again. Gotta have that star map. Never mind. It'll get there when it gets there. And we'll get it sorted somehow. Which sort of leads me to the alpha. Frontier Developments have just released the alpha of the game, which is awesome. I don't have alpha access, which sucks, but I sold it to make sure my Indiegogo got across the line, which is awesome. So no regrets there whatsoever. I have been able to see a few of the videos. So far, I'm pretty happy with what I've seen. From a writing point of view, a few things stick out, ship noises, but your point of view is important in that one. What you see, what you hear, what you feel. I mean, my protagonist isn't a pilot. He is in the pilot seat a few times, but he's not really in tune with ships, and the ships he's flying are not rough and ready sidewinders. So how relevant is that? I mean, I've already put noise in. I always keep the 5 senses running in throughout the novel, so there's not really something there not really covered. You know, colours, layouts, the special effects. You know, I've seen the previous videos like the capital ship battle, you know, that sort of covers that off. While I saw that, I went back and made a few changes anyway, so I'm pretty up with it. You know, I'm not writing a walkthrough of the computer game. I'm writing a novel that's set in the universe, that's intricately linked to it. It's not a book following the game. With all details in the novel, I give hints, a few concrete details here and there, enough to give texture and direction to a person's own imagination. I don't trample on their vision, I encourage it. So there isn't too much I see in the alpha that I really need to change. A few details perhaps I'll debate with myself whether I'll change, but overall I'm pretty happy. Now, because I've been working so hard to finish off this particular draft of the story, this gamma draft, we'll call it, I haven't had a chance to look through the DDF forum much lately. So in the next year, new year, we'll be looking at that again and providing some comment on that. But to finish off this podcast, I thought I'd have a chat with Dan Grubb from Fantastic Books. So I contacted Dan around August this year to talk to him about Elite and Heather Wheel. And he immediately jumped on board, which is fantastic. Been dealing a lot with Dan, talking about the new website, promoting Elite and Heather Wheel, and how we're going to do the whole Elite set of books. And lately, this Kickstarter to get Fantastic Audio across the line. So I managed to steal Dan for a few minutes and have a quick chat to him. All right, Dan, so it's 15th of December. You got your Kickstarter in full speed. Got another 17 days to go. Just smashed past 50% earlier today, for me. Almost closing in on 200 backers. How are you feeling?
Feeling pretty confident, John, but we mustn't be complacent at this stage. It's taken us 20-odd days to get to £17,000, and now we have £17,000 left to get and 17 days to do it. And we've got Christmas and New Year to cram in there at some point as well. So we mustn't be complacent at this stage, but I'm very, very happy with progress in general. Everyone has been going absolutely crazy for this, and I am really, really humbled by the support I've got from all over the world. I mean, there's folks that I've never even had any interaction with. They just love Elite so much, and they're so behind this event and these novels and just getting this fiction out there, that they've done some amazing things. Who have we got now? A gent called James Bygore. He just put out a video of his alpha footage. And they also did a speed summary of the game, of Elite Dangerous, right? And I think it's maybe a couple of minutes, and he did this kind of speed summary thing with lots of clever graphics. So I sent him an email saying, oh, I love that. If only we could do something like that for our campaign. And within about 4 hours, he created one. So he's a really cool guy. And I said, look, I know you're busy. There's no way at all you're going to be able to do anything for us for this campaign, but maybe in the future. So he sent me back an email saying, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, well, watch this. And literally 3 or 4 hours later, he got this speed summary of our campaign. And, yeah, you can jump on the site and go and check it out. I've put a link to it on the front page. It is brilliant.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's fantastic, yeah. No, he's a talented guy. John Harper, one of them, maybe the few fans in New Zealand or whatever, are saying was, hopefully there's a few more.
That was pretty rough, actually. Yeah, he said, one of the few fans of good science fiction in New Zealand or something along those lines. Yeah, yeah, whoever's listening to this needs to prove him wrong, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, so, I mean, the supporters that we've got, they're really fantastic. I mean, we've got 200 backers at about 17K, so that's a pretty damn good, let me just do some numbers here. I mean, the level of support, they're not just clicking on for a dollar and sort of thing. There's a few backers, a few lower backers, but a lot of them are, you know, high level supporters. They're not just interested, they're bloody interested.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, a lot of people have come on board for the stuff that's exclusive to this Kickstarter, the shiny special edition box sets that you simply won't be able to get after this Kickstarter is over. So there's 17 days and there's Christmas coming, and it's unfortunate that you can't come in and pledge at the hardback box level and actually end up with the box sets in time for Christmas. But you can end up with the box sets to give to people for Christmas or to add to your own collection for Christmas. You just won't have them because they won't be created until March next year, because we want to release these things along with the game, and the beta for the game is coming out March, April next year. But when it does, these gifts are exclusive to this Kickstarter. So even 2 or 3 years down the line, we are not going to be releasing these special edition box sets ever again. It's just for this Kickstarter campaign. So it's a chance to get hold of some memorabilia to do with Elite, the game, and your guys' fiction that simply won't be repeated.
Now, you and I have talked about this a bit, but can you confirm or deny, in the collector's edition, is there going to be a flag, the Gary Standard, in there?
They certainly will, John, and there'll be 3 other flags as well. We haven't quite decided yet, but I'm pretty sure we're looking at the Federation, the Empire, and potentially the Alliance, or there may even be an independent flag in there. But there's going to be at least 4 screen printed 100% silk flags in with the box set, and there'll also be sorry, I was going to tell you something else then, but my security robot got hold of me.
Yeah,
Well, I'm personally looking forward to putting a flag up on the wall next to my. Now, I started writing the novel. I was working at the bench at the kitchen. Halfway through the year, I got myself a table. So now, if I can get a Gary flag across the wall, I feel like it's a real good place to do some writing.
Definitely. I can see this time next year you have a full on sort of titanium cockpit to sit in. But yeah, you've definitely been working my way up. I like it.
So, look, about 45 minutes ago, I emailed you the novel. So, what's going to happen to it now?
Well, now our editors are going to start tearing it to shreds again, and you'll probably end up with a panicky email a couple of weeks into January saying, John, you've got to change this, you've got to change that, you've got to change the other. Welcome to professional publishing. That's just the way it goes. But I really appreciate all the hard work you've done, John. There was an awful lot. Not saying your script was in a bad shape. There's always an awful lot to do. But we did give you quite a short time frame to do the awful lot of rewriting and sort of tidying and editing that we've asked you to, and you've turned it round in record time, so we really appreciate that, mate, so thank you.
I mean, some of it was pretty easy, it was just bits and bobs here, and some of it was, well, I need you to cut 1,000 words out of this scene. That sort of makes you scratch the head a bit.
It's just to flex your writing muscles, John, that's what it's for, just to flex your writing muscles. Got to get you in race condition in time for March.
Just mentioning earlier in the podcast, yeah, the book reached the dizzying heights of 132k at one point. Now we're down to about 119. Yeah. So,
that's it. We in the past we have received a 240,000 word script that actually ended up going out as a 13,000 word novella. So these things can change quite substantially.
To be honest,
John, you got away easy. I mean, 20,000 off a raw manuscript, that's you. And you got away pretty easy.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, so we're going to get another round of editing done, perhaps. There'll be some readers as well, just to pick up silly things. Grammar, spelling mistakes, that kind of thing.
Indeed. I mean, as far as the what you're talking about there with the grammar and spelling mistakes and stuff, that's essentially a professional proofreader's job. And every manuscript, once we get into a decent shape, will be ran through a professional proofreader. So in that respect, we've got those sort of mechanical things covered. The reason we send them to our readers is that we've got readers in Oz, we've got readers in America, we've got readers in mainland Europe as well as in the UK. And they will read your book as a reader would. And if anything leaps out of them as not being culturally relevant or something that's particularly clunky, we've had some sci-fi and fantasy names in the past that have meant some very comedy and, in one case, quite offensive things that we just simply didn't know about in in the lingo of various places. And what we want to do with these books is we want to market them globally. We want to push them globally. So we want them read globally beforehand, and we've got a very trusted network of alpha readers who will give us their very raw opinions of everything we send them. And as a result, if it means a certain rewrite of a certain way that a scene might go, then so be it. But in the majority of cases, it is literally just things like spellings and whether or not this particular works and if it does work, is it in the right place in the book, this sort of thing. So it after the alpha readers there's rarely a shed load of editing to do, but there is often little hints and tweaks and things that we tend to take their advice, John, because it makes the difference between a good book and a fantastic one.
We want the fantastic ones, don't we? That's for sure. And audiobooks, you want to release those obviously in line with the ebooks, so There's covers to make, there's audio recordings to do. That's all coming up next year.
Absolutely. It's going to be a very, very busy start to 2014. Hopefully very, very busy. But don't forget, all you guys listening to this podcast, you need to get behind this campaign first, because if we don't get this campaign funded, we simply won't have the funds to create these audiobooks. And these audiobooks are going to be absolutely badass. I mean, they're not going to be a straight read. We're going to have professional, known actors reading them out. We've got the soundscape from the game already going to be created by Frontier Developments. They're having it created by true audio sound engineering professionals. And we've got hold of some audio sound engineering professionals to record the things as well. We've got composers composing original music. I mean, these are going to be excellent, excellent pieces of audio artwork, essentially. and we need to get them out there. And that includes your story, John. So I know you've been pushing hard, but now is not the time to back off, believe me.
Feedback from the editor, I won't have anything else to do, so don't worry about that.
Point taken. There could be a reason for that. That could be strategic, John, if you think about it. 17 days to go, you know.
Hopefully the more people that sign up, the more hard covers you'll be sending down to me to get signed.
Yeah,
signed versions from me.
Indeed. So. What we plan to do at the end of the Kickstarter is get you all a kind of aid package together. And I'm hoping it's going to be, you know, a truckload or at the very least half a containerful that's going to get dropped off at your place, and you can spend a couple of days signing things and putting in personal messages to all the stuff and then sending that stuff back. But yeah, as soon as the Kickstarter's finished, there'll be a huge great list for each of you authors, and there's going to be a shipment goes out to New Zealand, a shipment goes out to Australia, shipment going out to Finland, and obviously a lot of them getting shipped around the UK as well to cover all these international authors, of which you are one, sir.
If someone in the UK has, you know, brought the hardcover of my book, then it's going to be a pretty bit of well-travelled book.
A well-travelled book, indeed, yeah.
Been around the world a couple of times.
Well, that's it, absolutely, absolutely. And what better to start in life for a sci-fi book? A couple of orbits, you know, why not?
Is there anything else you want to say at all about Kickstarters or anything at all?
Yes. I want everybody listening to this podcast to go to tinyurl.com/fantasticaudio. That's T-I-N-Y, tinyurl.com/fantasticaudio. And I want you to dig deep and get this campaign funded. That's what I want to say.
Yeah, it's been a long year for all elite people. So thanks for taking the time to talk to me, even though you're bloody manic working with the Kickstarter and all that.
Hey, no worries. Always a pleasure, John. Always a pleasure. Just you keep helping and I'll keep chatting. How's that? Deal?
Great. Thanks, Dan.
Hey, no worries. You take care, John. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
Since we're finishing out the year, finishing the novel, I thought I might give you another extract from the finished novel. This one is a bit slower paced, but it's fun and I hope you like it. He passed children playing amongst the refuse, running, yelling, chasing each other with sticks. The clouds cleared and the sun beat down. Sweat soaked his pressure suit by the time he stumbled into the main street of town. The metallic sounds of a hammer on steel rang out. Robert glanced across to a ramshackle steel barn where a man bent over a wheel, beating it into shape. As Robert's footsteps crunched on gravel, the man stopped, his gaze tricking Robert as he walked by. A small cottage leaned on settling foundations, its weatherboards rotten and crumbling. Beyond it was a pharmacy, Steve's refrigeration, and another cottage. Two small kids sitting on the deck, weaving some kind of flax leaves. A shot rang out. Robert stepped back, hand reaching for his empty belt. A man flew backwards out a door, scrambled up, fired a lead thrower back through the door, and ran to a row of hover platforms. He jumped onto one, a board just big enough for 2 feet, leant against the handles and powered down the main drag, covering Robert in dust. Two men leapt from the door, fired their own lead throwers, and ran after him. Robert watched them go, eyebrows raised. They weren't shooting at him. It felt strange. Set might give you a hint of what Robert's been facing at other times in the novel, and the juxtaposition there. Also a few hints in there you might pick up about perhaps what's been happening to Robert. So hope you enjoyed that one. So that's the end of podcast 12. Thanks for listening. Just to summarise, I'm happy with where I'm at, what I've accomplished, and where I'm going. So I'm signing off for 2013. Have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, some rocking and relaxing holidays. Look after yourselves, and I'll see you on the other side. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Uplink deactivated. Signal loss confirmed. Commander's log broadcast terminated.